Now, for a long time, Padre Pio was on the verge of life and death. And then, at this point, he would suddenly go into ecstasies. That's what this story is about. Please do continue watching. Hello, friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we take a glimpse into the incredible life, the supernatural life of Saint Padre Pio. He was a great mystic and miracle worker. We offer you a series of short stories. Do stay tuned to this channel to find out what Padre Pio can do for you. And we'd also encourage you, do help us in our Padre Pio apostolate by liking the video, share it with your friends and colleagues, and subscribe to the channel if you have not already subscribed. Now, a little bit of background or setting for our story. When Padre Pio, or Friar Pio as he was known at the time, first entered the monastery, he was ill. He had bouts of illness for long periods of time. And it seemed a complete contradiction. He had been called to this life and he could not enter the life of the monastery. He had high fevers, sometimes even broke the thermometer. So anything like that would have rendered a normal person dead. And this story takes place within that context. In October 1909, when Padre Pio was just 22 years old, a Padre Benedetto accompanied Deacon Pio, as he was known then, to a specialist in a hospital in Naples to see if it would be possible for the friar to leave his home in Pietrelcina, the town of his birth. As we said, Friar Pio had been continuously ill with very high fevers and he could retain practically no food, so they had allowed him back to Pietrelcina in order to recover. The doctor they consulted was a famous doctor, Antonio Cardarelli, who was in fact considered an authority in his area of medicine. And he examined Friar Pio and was somewhat perplexed. And then at the end of his examination, he concluded, he recommended that the patient be taken to the nearest convent because his days were numbered. So these words that were spoken by Professor Cardarelli, they were less like a diagnosis and more like a death sentence without any means of appeal. And this left Padre Benedetto absolutely speechless. He wasn't sure what to do. On the way out of the doctor's office, his thoughts were to take Friar Pio to the convent of Venefro for him to die there. But before they took the journey, Padre Benedetto decided that they'd better get a photographer in Naples to photograph Padre Pio. So at least they'd have a photo for the memory of the young friar. And you can see this particular photo here. And what really jumps out to me anyway is the look of absolute purity on his face for someone who's been suffering so much. And then later, when they arrived at the city of Molisana, Padre Pio was there entrusted to the care of Padre Agostino de San Marco M. Lamis, who was a teacher at that particular monastery, and he was entrusted to their care. Within a few days, it became apparent, however, that Padre Pio's condition wasn't as terrible as had been made out initially. The diagnosis, there was a slight error there, but it didn't seem too far wrong. And in his new cell, Friar Pio did not die. He just hung in there by his fingernails, and his condition continued to deteriorate. He could not eat. The little that he did eat, he would just bring straight back up. Couldn't hold it down. But strangely enough, his stomach was able to retain the Holy Eucharist. Well, some days later, the superior of the order, that is a Father Evangelista, he decided they'd better get this diagnosis adjusted. So he was going to take Friar Pio personally back to Naples for the doctors to have another look at him and accompanied him personally. Once there, the doctors just had to agree that they'd not come across a case like this. And it was just filled with medical difficulties and complexities they couldn't quite understand. However, Friar Pio's intense suffering was also interspersed with some extraordinary experiences. And there were many who testified to this, including some of the young Capuchin friars who were based there at Venefro. And they used to accompany Father Augustino to visit the sick friar. So they saw exactly what was going on with Friar Pio, and they were witnesses to this. And they said, a few minutes after receiving the Holy Eucharist, Friar Pio would suddenly open his eyes wide, without even blinking, and his gaze would be fixed on a certain point in the room. The others would look to the point in the room, and there was absolutely nothing there. During this time, his face, Friar Pio's face, turned red as if he were making an extreme, a tremendous effort. And they said he remained like this for more or less half an hour. And then sometimes a smile would appear on his face. Other times he would become sad. And once in a while he would pray out aloud, almost shouting. And during this time he would be imploring Jesus in a very familiar tone, like a friend or a brother. He would be imploring him for the conversion of sinners, or recommending someone to him, or asking for peace, or the salvation of some souls. So that's what his prayers consisted of. And he'd have similar conversations with other celestial personages, for instance, the Immaculate Virgin Mary, or Saint Michael the Archangel, or, of course, Saint Francis of Assisi, because he was also a Franciscan. So after these things had been going on, after a certain while, they decided they're going to call in a Dr. Nicola Lamberti. And he was considered a good and upright person and cultured. He was called in by a Father Augustino, who was hoping to get another opinion on what is happening here with Friar Pio. And this is how his investigation went. So now Friar Pio has just gone into an ecstasy, and the doctor lights a match directly in front of his wide open eyes to see if there's going to be a reaction of the pupil. So we know if we go out into a bright light, our pupils automatically contract. So he's hoping for a reaction like this. He says there was no reaction. And next he listened to the dialogue that was going on. Padre Pio was speaking to these celestial personages. What was going on? And he realized that this conversation was not disconnected, was not some incoherent thing, but he said was perfectly logical. And then after that, he observed the heart and the pulse of Friar Pio. And he said that everything was physiologically acceptable within limits. But he tried to call him, Friar Pio, and he said there was absolutely no response. Friar Pio did not move, not even a muscle. He didn't respond in any way. So the doctor has just called Friar Pio to try and get a reaction. Absolutely nothing. Thereafter, the superior of Friar Pio did exactly the same thing. He called Friar Pio, but he was standing outside the cell, and definitely Padre Pio could not hear him. At this, Padre Pio wakes up, he says, laughs and jokes as if nothing has happened. So that was the effect of obedience. And then at this, the doctor kind of ran out of options to explain it. And so he decided to write it in black and white that this has little to do with science. Rather, it is an ecstasy. So that was the conclusion that the doctor came to, and that's how Padre Pio's life in the monastery had begun. We do encourage you, please, to enroll your Mass pre-intentions. We have a Mass dedicated every Friday, said every Friday, dedicated to Padre Pio. We bring your intentions to Padre Pio, and also Padre Pio's intentions for us are brought to the Mass. Please do enroll. You can watch a video on the end screen, or you can go to the video description below to see how to enroll. And we encourage you to continue watching our other videos.
In nome del Padre, del Figliolo, dello Spirito Santo, e così sia. Si lodato Gesù e Maria, oggi e